Day report. We do it third Thursday of each month, joined by the Greenwich Association of Realtors Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe, 2019 GAR President John McAtee. Good morning, Stacy. Good morning, John.
Good morning,
Tony.
Guys made it in okay with the storm and everything? Trees down?
Yeah, a lot of wind. A little tricky getting around today, but otherwise
Post road
okay.
is clear.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Good. All right. What can you tell us about the report for the month of September?
Sure. So September, we saw 46 single-family closings. That is compared to 47 the year before for the same month. So relatively stable there. Also, the same median sale price for the month, $1.55 million. Days on market increased to 261 from 167 during the same month the previous year. That's the single family report. Condos and co-ops, we had 12 condo and co-op closings as opposed to 6 the previous year. So we doubled that number. If you remember, last month it was quite a lot less than we had expected from the previous year. So it's good to see that there's some level of recuperation there. The median sale price for condos is at 700,000, down from 1.3. It's a very small sample size, so the prices fluctuate there a lot. And the days on market were 131 for condos and co-ops for September 2019, also the same in September 2018.
So the condo market is, I mean, is it a growing market? It's a, I know you've added it to the report recently, but the numbers are really volatile because of the smaller market, right?
Right, because there are less units, being transferred every month. It's the statistics are definitely, you have to read into them appropriately, but it's definitely a good size market overall for us to pay attention to, and it's a certain type of product that people are paying attention to. Mm-hmm. So,
right. Wow, a 100% increase in closings, right? All right,
right.
John, what's your takeaway from these numbers?
Well, I think what we're seeing is we've seen a consistent September, and that is in line with the third quarter overall. So, the third quarter single family sales, there were 180 single family transactions versus 185 last year. So that brings the year-to-date numbers to 406. Now, that is off nearly 12% from where we were last year. But we have to keep in mind that after the first quarter, we were off nearly 30%. After the first half of the year, it was close to 20%. So we've been gaining traction based on consistency for the second and third quarter in particular. Areas to note, Greenwich itself is right in line with that. It did have a September that was off with only 26 transactions and a third quarter that was slightly less. But overall, year to date, that's down 11%. Riverside is right in the same bracket. It's off 11.39%, but did have a very strong third quarter, which was up 10%. Cos Cob has continued to be the weak part of the market, though somewhat encouraging numbers with a flat third quarter with 18 transactions, but year-to-date it's off nearly 40%. And the shining star of our community has and continues to be Old Greenwich, which had 11 transactions for the month of September. Now, that compared to only 3 in September of 18, which I think was an anomaly, but the third quarter was up 28%. Year to date, the market has had 73 transactions. It is up over 12% and is the only subsection of Greenwich which actually is up for the year. Mm-hmm. And somewhat consistent with dollar volume numbers, we are off about 11% in terms of dollar volume year to date with $986 million versus slightly more than $1.1 billion at this point last year.
Mm-hmm. But so it seems that Coscob, notwithstanding, that it's those neighborhoods, people want to walk to places and be in the area, whereas opposed to being the backcountry, being farther away. Is that a new trend, or is that something that's kind of always been that way?
I wouldn't say it's always been that way, but I say the trend is not brand new. It has been for a number of years. We do see this trend in terms of convenience, efficiency. and proximity to town has really driven that market. And it is something that the town overall has to contend with. As we've looking at the 2020 revaluation coming up, there's clearly going to be a shift in allocation of the tax burden within these areas of town. And there'll be more emphasis and a higher tax base for properties with that convenience.
Now, understand, now the GAR, you had a debate. You held a or not a debate, but kind
it
of
it was a not debate.
It was a not debate. What, yes. What are your focuses?
So the reason we hosted it, we think it's obviously very important for our members to be involved in the political process. They need to understand what's coming their way in terms of, or what's coming their clients' way in terms of any new legislation or new municipal laws that may come up that will affect either a transaction or what somebody can do with their property. So we wanted to host a not debate so that our members could understand the platforms of both of the candidates and be informed going into the voting day, election day.
and then finally, POCD, latest developments there. I guess P&Z is getting ready to, you know, they'll have a final public hearing and then a vote next month, right?
Yep. So I think at this point we're just waiting for the next version of the draft to be released. And I know that they've done a lot of feedback collection from all different cohorts of town, including our association. And we've had a really positive interaction with them as of lately. And we're looking forward to seeing.
Yeah, I mean, it really is certainly something we touched upon yesterday in this not debate. The candidates are obviously well-versed on this. This is the 10-year roadmap for conservation and development, which is paramount to everything that we're talking about. How do we attract new residents to Greenwich? How do we retain existing residents and meet their demands and needs? And this is all covered in the POCD.
Now, John, you mentioned 10-year, but the thought now is they may go to a 2-year.
Well, that would be great. And there's a lot of discussion of that. So to reevaluate that plan every 2 years, I'm encouraged that that will actually be implemented.
I'm guessing they're not going to put as much work into it as they do in the 10-year, right? I mean, there's extensive
Well, I believe the plan is still for 10 years, but what they're doing is reviewing it every 2 years to make sure that it's still keeping us on track to where we want to go. If, you know, if something gets put in there at the beginning and then 2 years later they decide, oh, no, well, this completely changed and so that doesn't need to get done anymore – I think that's when it gives them the opportunity to shift things around.
Okay. I was going to say, they put a lot of work into it and have to do it every 2 years.
It would be a shame.
Nobody would be looking forward to that. Right. All right, great. That's good stuff from Stacy Lowe, GAR President, Executive Vice President, and 2019 President John McEntee. Thanks very much. Look forward to November. I guess things kind of slow down as we get now toward into the fall.
Hopefully not.
No. Everything's relative, I suppose, right? Great. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
All right. That's our Greenwich Real Estate Report, third Thursday of every month. WGCH, New Center.